This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Mitch McConnell says he'll absolutely support Donald Trump in 2024 if he's the GOP nominee. Wow. After he slammed him to the ground in his last couple of comments, he says he'll be right back for a double dip of Donald Trump. Shocking news. The ex-USA gymnastics coach found dead. He committed suicide after being charged with 24 sex crimes, human trafficking, and other nefarious things that he allegedly did. He was the guy, John Gettert, who coached the 2012 U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics team, found dead at a rest stop, and this was on the heels of being charged with those felonies in connection with the abuse of young gymnasts. Boy, that story just gets worse and worse. Can you imagine the families connected to any of the young girls that went through any of the different levels of trying to get into that Olympic team that make their way onto it? Gettert was the former owner of Michigan's famed Twist Stars Gymnastics Club. It was one of the places Larry Nassar, the disgraced gymnastics physician, had admitted to sexually abusing young female athletes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe, warm, well, wherever it is that you are tuning in to listen to this show, and whatever time, by the way, you are doing that. COVID, that's where we all meet, right? At the intersection of vaccine or not. Did you get one yet? Are you on a list? Are you trying to get your parents in to get a vaccine? Deaths from COVID-19, there are 508,000 in the U.S. These are John Hopkins numbers. That's out of 28.4 million cases. For our friends listening across the globe, and thank you for that, 2.5 million dead, including, of course, the highest amount from the U.S. out of the total cases worldwide, 113 million. Still, the concern is always the variants and what can happen with the different variants that we're seeing, and how in New York they say now that's really, really spreading, and the concern over, okay, so now there's three as of Friday, I think, it gets rubber stamped by the FDA, so you've got three different types of vaccines all going into the arms of Americans, but the question becomes, well, does it ward off what some of these horrible variants can be with this virus as they have mutated? And the answer to that is there's still so much that's not known, but pretty much the agreement is it keeps you out of the hospital, and that there's no 100%, but most likely you're not ending up on a ventilator. And the number of people that died, that big number I threw out, so many of those people tried to fight like hell on those ventilators, and they just couldn't come through. And we're talking, in some cases, young people, talking teachers, frontline workers, hospital workers, and just people who got caught in a wrong situation, don't know how they got COVID, and they perished. Families who lost mothers and fathers, who lost sons and daughters, and you get the drift. We know that there are a lot of very, very sad, sad stories out there. And the concern of the economy as we watch to see what happens with Biden's COVID relief package and whether or not this goes through. One of the things that the Republicans are saying that they don't want to see is this minimum wage boost, and that it can't be part of this. And in some cases, that's also been called a foul and not the official rules, if you will, when it comes to minimum wage. So we'll see what happens with that package and what the ways it gets kicked back out, and whether or not there is any kind of a tiny hope of bipartisan support, and if that minimum wage, in fact, has to be pulled out of that thread anyway with what this COVID relief is. And what you care about is, are you getting relief? Are you getting stimulus that you need from your government if you need it? Are you getting unemployment benefits extended? Are you reaping any of the benefits? Are they going in directions that have nothing to do with you or your family? And I think that is such a big buzz, certainly across the land. The other thing is this McConnell deal, where talking out of both sides of your mouth. But I've said this before about Mitch. One way this way, swipe right, swipe left, for whatever comments you want to hear. But the Senate Minority Leader said on Thursday he really did. He would absolutely support Donald Trump if he were the Republican Party's nominee for president in 2024. Think about 2 weeks ago. He was on the Senate floor, and he pretty much held Trump practically and morally responsible for the mob that attacked the Capitol on January 6th, which is what he said. So McConnell and other Republicans, including Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, have suggested that it was time for the party to move on, find new leadership, despite the polls showing that most Republicans remain attached to the former president. Because they don't have an identity. They're trying to figure out what their identity is. And the former president is speaking over the weekend at CPAC. So McConnell said the Republican Party is actually in good shape. We gained seats in the House. We elected 50 Republican senators when everybody was predicting we were going to lose the Senate. The Democrats didn't flip a single state legislature. We flipped two, picked up a governor. The Republicans did lose control of the Senate because it's divided 50-50, and Kamala Harris could be the great decider in that as the vice president. So when he was asked about Trump, he said he would absolutely back him in 2024. Oh, what a difference just a couple of weeks makes. And then here's this shocker. 38% of Americans would give up sex for a year. What? What would make them give up sex for a year? To travel again. Oh, the studio audience. We need to get them some Red Bull or something. So despite travelers saying they would willingly give up love, sex, or money in exchange for a trip, I mean, this is seriously the idea of whatever a dream vacation is. This was Trivago, the travel search site. They were the ones who did the polling. And people are desperate to go on vacation. So they did say that. 48% said they would give up their job. 38% would give up sex, like I said, for a year. One quarter would fork over all of their savings. What? One in five said they would dump their partner if it meant they could take a trip in the near future. Now, where's that trip to? So the last 11 months have taken a toll on Americans and other people listening around the world. I'm certain of it. In 2020, an overwhelming majority of Americans postponed or canceled their planned time off. How could they? They were housebound. There were no vaccines. There wasn't social distancing. There were lots of people getting sick. Guess where we're headed next? The mailbag. You had plenty of thoughts on the gymnastics coach and some other things as well. Hang with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, the mailbag is full. It's like when you go to Las Vegas, when you used to go to Las Vegas, and you decided, wow, I have really saved up my cows, and I'm going to hit it hard. I'm going to chow. I'm going to chow at one of these famous buffets. And then you realize, oh, this is awful, because you've had way too much to eat. So we definitely have mail coming out of our ears. So thank you for that. Again, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. You can always flip me your thoughts there. So let's hit it. This one is from Michael listening to us. He says, in the desert, whoa, what happened to Lady Gaga's dogs? Horrible. I happened to see the video. I was flipping around, and her dog walker got shot. What is happening in the world? Why would you go after those pooches? Probably for the ransom money, which, of course, she is offering. Yeah, you know, that story is so weird. The dog walker's in the hospital. He was shot. Two of the French bulldogs were stolen, because that's what happened. They shot the dog walker, stole the dogs. The Los Angeles Police Department says a suspect had a semi-automatic handgun, shot the victim, happened about 9:40 or so at night, then took off and had the bulldogs with them. She is offering $500,000 reward for their return. No questions asked. So she loves the dogs. No questions asked. I want the dogs back. And the dog walker had been walking three dogs belonging to Lady Gaga when the two suspects jumped out of the four-door sedan. They took two of them. The third escaped and is back, obviously. Terrible. Wow. Did they know? Was this a targeted thing? Did they know the dogs belonged to the singer? to the singer, or was this just like kind of a random thing? The random thing wouldn't make any sense, because why? Why would you do that? I think it's not. I think they knew, probably were casing the area. They knew it was her dogs, and that was the dog walker. So anyway, they've got this whole thing out there. I know there's people listening to us in Los Angeles, and the LAPD flipped out the number, if you knew anything about the crime, to call their robbery homicide detectives at 213-486-6840. Imagine if somebody was listening to this and knew something and called up. It's just a crazy story. And I guess she's working on some movie. Gaga is in Rome working on some movie with Brad Pitt and Sandra Bullock and a whole bunch of other well-known people. And boy, and then this happens in the middle of that. Very, very freaky. And this was kind of the theme of this mailbag. Duke brought up something that I was thinking about. Duke says, Kate Delaney, UFOs, what do you think? How about those pilots on American that saw something that flew over them and they had no idea what it was? It was just an unidentified object that flew over them. Yeah, it was an American flight from Cincinnati, and the pilot, it was like 1 something in the afternoon, called the tower they were closest to and said, do you have any targets up here? We had something go right over the top of us. And they said it looked like a long cylinder object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast. It went over the top of us. And they didn't have anything. So the FAA air traffic controllers didn't see any object on their radar scopes. Could it have been a missile? Well, in New Mexico, you have White Sands, because they were kind of in that area, White Sands missile range. They said no, there was no test. There wasn't anything going on there. So now you start to say, well, then what was it? And then you start to really stretch your imagination and you remember, oh, that's right. Just, 3 or 4 years ago, there were pilots over Arizona who saw an unidentified object in the skies north of Tucson. Our KVOI listeners, you probably remember that. So what is going on? A mystery sighting. Just think about that for a second. I want you to think about whether you think there are UFOs out there or not. So, Duke, do I believe in UFOs? I've heard some strange stories from people that I know aren't crazy. So it does make me wonder. Jason, listening to us in Texas. Oh, Kate, those young gymnasts. My daughter was initially interested in becoming a gymnast, but she didn't quite have the skills for that, and probably, thank goodness, because she works so hard at everything, if there was any potential for her to get near the Olympics, we would have done everything to help her. But again, she had no talent in that area. And when I hear the story, the latest story about John Gettert, it just makes me sick to my stomach. And who knows what the details were, but they obviously had him cold, or he wouldn't have been charged with all those felonies with the human trafficking and everything else in between. And you think of the incredible conditioning that they went through and what they had to do when they were injured performing, and some of that emotional abuse, and then you heap on physical abuse and sexual assault. What does it all mean? And you wonder what stories may come out of this. You do wonder, because he was also facing, of all the counts, he was facing 14 counts of human trafficking, so forced labor resulting in injury, 6 counts of human trafficking of a minor for forced labor, 1 count each of continuing criminal enterprise, first degree criminal sexual conduct, you get the idea, second degree criminal sexual conduct, just terrible. And of course he lied to the cops, he lied to a peace officer during a violent crime investigation, and they were looking at him, they knew, and sure enough they had the case. And what happens, they don't get their day in court, so to speak. The girls now who are women, they don't get their day in court with him because he checks out. He kills himself. And so that's it for him. And this is a guy, you look him up. I mean, he was the face of gymnastics. As much as Larry Nassar was the doctor, this guy, Gettert, he was all over the place. London, think London, the 2012 Olympics. And think of that team, and you'll know, you'll remember how many times you saw him. So I agree. I think it's very, very sad, incredibly sad, heartbreaking. Jason is listening to us somewhere in America because he didn't say where. Kate, I saw today where Donald Trump is going to address the CPAC convention. He certainly has a lot of maybe unprecedented support because he's the former president, and of course there would be people that still liked him. But I think he makes a run in 2024. What do you think? Anything's possible. Initially, before the attack on the Capitol, I said, oh, yeah, definitely he's going to do this in 2024 because he still has a microphone. I assumed he would be out there on Twitter and social media and all, you know, other social media, and he would be able to still fundraise the way he was fundraising, which he can still do that. And that's why the CPAC is big, because there'll be quotes all over the place. That's going to be covered, and it will be. It'll be covered, and you'll see it all over the place, and that will spread. And now that you have Mitch McConnell, who was initially a big ally of the president's, and then talked differently after January 6th, is now back in the fray, saying, oh, he would definitely vote for him in 2024. And by the way, McConnell's not going to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. I mean, there's no question that Donald Trump, our former prez, he is the drawing card. He is the star of that show. Absolutely. Because he hasn't been on Twitter. Nobody knows his responses to anything. There have been a few little blurbs that have gotten out there, but that's not the same as having the power of the mic. And I think there is mega, mega curiosity as to what is going to be said there. And will it be, hey, look for me to come back in 2024? And you start to do the math, and the way that politics is now, you're out there pushing 2 years before you even get elected. All right, and then this last one is from Matt. He asked about Tiger Woods' condition. Kate, what do you know about Tiger Woods? I know that one of the things that happened is he was moved to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles because that's great for orthopedic care and kind of recovery. So they did what they could at the trauma center, and he's got the rod in the leg and all that stuff. And now it's going to be about rehabbing, getting stronger, working on those muscles, all the things that happen after that kind of an accident. Teachers, where are they? We're talking about it next.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has ordered an airstrike in Syria along the border with Iraq, targeting infrastructure that's utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups. The Pentagon said the U.S. military airstrike in eastern Syria was in retaliation for the deadly rocket attack in Iraq last week that killed a coalition contractor and wounded several Americans. The strike targeted buildings used by the Iranian-backed militias that in the past have targeted American facilities in Iraq. There's been another new variant detected of the coronavirus in New York City. Pfizer and Moderna are already modifying vaccines to target the South African variant. And both companies are also testing a third booster shot of the original formula to see if it will offer more protection against the virus and its variants. This is USA Radio News. The White House is speaking out about the controversy over New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Jennifer Granholm took the oath of office to become President Biden's energy secretary. Vice President Kamala Harris conducted the swearing-in ceremony just hours after the Senate voted 64-35 in favor of her confirmation. She became the first female governor of Michigan in 2002. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are
What they've done is they've done the layered mitigation strategies that CDC has now announced, had testing so that, like with the NFL, we can really manage and see what's unseen. That's how New York City is really opening, and opening far more robustly than it did in September and October. And then also, as an added layer of protection, we've been trying to get teachers and other school employees the vaccine as quickly as possible.
All right, that's Randy Weingarten. She is the president of the American Federation of Teachers and a member of the AFL-CIO. So she's talking there about schools reopening. Thanks to ABC for that. They had a fabulous interview with her. And you think of the American Federation of Teachers, 1.7 million members in that. So a lot of very big school districts. Lots of conversation about opening schools. You may have kids in school, you may not. You might have grandchildren in school, you may not. You are probably paying for some schools, though, in your taxes. And, you know, you look at the future, and the future is always those that are coming up. It's important to care about what's happening with kids, and it's also important because of what it does to our economy. So when you look across the board at what's being approved and what's not, and the debate of reopening schools and what the strategy is for doing that, I briefly dusted over that the other day, and I've gone a little bit deeper on it and talked to lots of different people We'll have some more peppered in, some more live conversations with some others that we're trying to get to agree to come on, including a governor who may join us. We'll see if that happens or not, because you know how it is. Then you get on the record, we're opening the schools, and then something happens. But both sides of the debate may not even have it in the right, going in the right direction. Is in-person schooling essential? And the answer is, I think it is. But they got to be safe, right? They got to be safe for that to happen. So why wouldn't the priority be, when you have these priority lines of who's getting vaccinations, why wouldn't teachers in a lot of places get the vaccines? Why wouldn't they be on the list to get the vaccines? But it's up to the states. And not all the states have it that way. It's kind of jumbled as to how it's being distributed. So, you know, the president's 100-day goal was to get most K through 8 schools open 5 days a week. Well, I would say if you're going to do that, then that's a place where you have to get the, you have to have the teachers being vaccinated. It would have to be that. And in fact, there's a lot of teachers who have perished with COVID-19. I know somebody who is a, I know somebody who lost their husband, who was a principal, a popular principal of the school, and just in his 50s, and he died shockingly getting COVID-19, and he was masking up and all that stuff, but not everybody around him was doing that, and he's one of many, many stories when it comes to education. So, you know, the debate can be about, is it safe and what's happening with kids coming into school and is it low transmission and, you know, we've got, what about contact tracing? There's not money for that. And, you know, the CDC releasing their strategy for reopening schools. Come on, people. If somebody's going to get the vaccine, if our economy, part of the basis of our economy, one critical element is having kids back in school. Plus, they're the future, like I said. They're your future litigators somewhere, some of them out there, and the people that you're going to have to rely on as you get older that go into the healthcare industry. I mean, in all seriousness, education is important. Whether you have children or you don't have children, we all know that. So if the idea is, I'm going to get all these kids back in school, why wouldn't automatically teachers be high on the list, right? And now you also probably have some parents who have seen that there are kids that have gotten COVID and died from it or fought to get out of horrible situations. So are they going to really want to send the kids back, even though they want to do it? They want something normal in the home, but can they safely do that? Can they safely do that? And how do you know? I mean, it goes back to the same thing. How do you know it's 100% safe? There is no 100%. How do you know it's 95% safe? How do you know that? And of course, not being in school, the isolation affects kids. They're not so, there's no socialization, right? No socialization. And then the other problem was when the virus hit, it's risky. Kids are in school. Then what could they possibly bring back to the home? All of that. All of it across the board has to be taken into account. And we already know that. But then I would think the vaccines would be so important, and only a handful of about 20, there's only about 20 states that haven't made teachers eligible for vaccinations as a specific group by sending the vaccines directly to the school districts. So that hasn't happened, right? Somebody floated the idea that, well, you just deploy the National Guard. They become the vaccinators. And all the teachers who wanted to be vaccinated could be vaccinated. And if it's 100%, 90-some percent, whatever it is, if it reduces the transmission of the disease, now with teachers, they would have to jump the line. And they're not getting to jump the line unless they had a serious condition. Ay, ay, ay. Makes no sense to me. So if by the summer, everybody can be vaccinated who wants to be vaccinated, if there is herd immunity, all of those ifs, then you would think, once again, if the push is to make sure that millions of kids that are out of school unnecessarily get back to school, then the CDC's demands are tough to meet because there's not enough money for some of the school districts. And for goodness sake, the teachers, most of them aren't vaccinated because they're not high enough up on a list. So what kind of expectations should you really have about an empty promise of, hey, we're going to get these schools reopened, at least K through 8, in the first 100 days? I think the only way that happens is to have teachers vaccinated. And, you know, the polls show less enthusiasm for reopening schools without teacher vaccinations among those lower-income communities and minorities. That's what a Yahoo News YouGov poll published earlier this week found, that among black respondents, 61% said schools should reopen only after all teachers had been vaccinated versus 16% who said they should reopen regardless. So there were some splits on whether they should come back if they're not all vaccinated. I mean, even Pew did one. A Pew Research poll found kind of the similar divides. 59% of the people who responded overall said that schools not currently open for in-person instruction should wait until all teachers are vaccinated. And then it goes even higher when you break into groups that have been, like I said before, disproportionately affected by the virus, the demographics. That's what you're going to get. I mean, the bottom line is, to me, it's common sense. So if I'm the governor of a state and I really see the tilt in education, and I think, and I've done some research and there's people around me and we're looking at the numbers and we're looking at the future and we're looking at the problems of not having kids back in school with parents who are also trying to work or working from home, and that whole scenario, the things that are happening, the no socialization really whatsoever, except for maybe if they're lucky playing in the neighborhood, social distancing, however some parents are doing it, you know, or just kind of rolling the dice depending on where they live, I would think that this would be a priority. It would have to be high on the list. It would have to be high on the list, right? I mean, it's common sense to me that that's what you would do. And we look at the population and how many people have been vaccinated. We're almost at that 14% of the population. But some of the stories you hear are crazy, the waits, the et cetera. Now, if you're listening to me and you're a veteran, you could be eligible, you should be eligible for a COVID-19, you know, vaccine. You should be. Because I'm married to somebody who's in the Navy, and he got a call like, hey, do you want to get the vaccine? Just like that. Do you want to get the vaccine? Sure. Boom. Two appointments. He's not even 50. Two appointments, and he's in, like that. Is that fair or foul? I think it's fair if that's in taking care of veterans. But if you're weighing teachers and what's happening with teachers and what's happening with other demographics, other people who are affected by it, then you have to look across the board and decide, economically speaking and human capital speaking, etc., where would they go? So it's very strange, as I have seen this, and I know people that have been vaccinated, it's very strange to see the eeny, meeny, miny, mo kind of thing when it comes to vaccines. Older people totally make sense. Most states, almost all states, are playing that game. So if you're older, you are certainly eligible for the vaccine, but then you have to be able to get it. And it's different in Arizona from New Jersey. It's different in New Orleans from Michigan. It's different in West Virginia, although they're having massive success. Bravo, West Virginia. Than it is in Florida. Ay, ay, ay. Wrapping it up on the flip side with Dr. Christina Ross. Wait till you hear what she has to say.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Corner, Dr. Christina Ross. She's written a book called Etiology, How to Detect Disease in Your Energy Field Before It Manifests in Your Body. I was speaking to her the other day off the air, and I took a bunch of notes. There is so much that you will learn from this conversation and getting this book. So, Dr. Ross, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about your journey to energy medicine, first of all, and what it is.
So energy medicine is a medicine that's based on biophysics instead of biochemistry. And it studies how energy moves through the body and how when energy is depleted or blocked, this causes pain, this causes inflammation, and it also sets up the body to affect immune function and make people more vulnerable to disease.
Yeah, so is that, what drove you to look into that direction? How did you know and evolve to, okay, I have this background in psychology and I'm going further and moving in other directions too to add to my practice.
Okay, so in 1992, I read a book by Barbara Brennan called Hands of Light, and it's about energy medicine. And I realized that if I really wanted to understand energy medicine, I needed a degree in physics. So I went back to school, and I got a degree in physics, and then I became interested an energy medicine called polarity therapy. It's similar to healing touch or Reiki, except there's more physics involved in how it works.
So one of the key things is here in your book, right, is that you explain exactly what we're talking about. You have organized options in the book.
Yeah, so one reason that I named it etiology, which is defined as the study or cause of disease, is that when I began studying the causes of disease, I became aware that 95% of all disease in our modern medicine is defined as etiology unknown. And it's very difficult to cure a disease if you don't know what causes it. So I began thinking about, well, what does cause disease? And in my polarity practice, we look at the human being as more than just the physiology, the tissues and organs of the body. We see the human being as being not just physical, but also emotional and psychological and spiritual. And spiritual isn't even necessarily religious, as it is a connection with something higher than the self. That could be community, that could be our culture that we identify with, all of humanity, source, God. And I begin thinking that if we are disconnected spiritually from the greater part of ourselves, that can make us feel isolated and alone and disconnected emotionally and psychologically. And when we're disconnected psychologically and emotionally, that affects our physiology. So I begin looking at this kind of backwards from modern medicine. Instead of just physical, if you're disconnected from your greater self, then this can really cause depression and anxiety and fear building up in our body. And that produces hormones that make us very vulnerable to catching disease.
Ooh, and so that is a lot of work for a lot of people, right? Meaning they have to dig deeper. You have to figure out what's around their environment. And especially now, because people feel so isolated. So this is a really tough time for a lot of people. And I can imagine, and we've seen this, that could lead to some really terrible things, right?
Well, yes, this is never so apparent, the body, mind, and spirit connection, than with this global pandemic we're experiencing, because we are forced to be separated from our families, our community, our culture, especially during the holidays where we like to celebrate who we are, and even humanity, where we can't even hug our loved ones or shake hands with other humans out of fear for becoming sick.
Yeah, and you and I talked about this, yes, the isolation. We also talked about that now, it's even bigger, the opioid crisis.
Oh, yes. This, you know, drugs can be very helpful. It's the side effects that we're dealing with. And one thing about energy medicine is that it brings the body back into balance, like where it was before it got sick. And so it uses the physics and the energy of the field around the body to bring it back into harmony. And so there, by its very nature, does not create side effects. And I go into detail about this in my book, and how when we find ourselves sick, there are options, alternatives, and complements to modern medicine that are out there, but most people don't even know what they are, or if they look into it, there's so many options. Which one is best for your condition? And so that's how I organize the book, to give the readers options on which treatments might be best for what they're experiencing.
Ooh, so give us a little sneak peek. Give us an option for something.
Well, oh gosh, there's so many. So, you know, there's healing touch, there's Reiki, there's acupuncture, there's mindfulness meditation, there's pulsed electromagnetic fields, which is my field of research, and also polarity therapy. Now, acupuncture might not be best for everybody, especially somebody who's afraid of disease. But if you're under IVF treatment to try to get pregnant, it shows extraordinary research outcomes that this could be beneficial. The same with somebody that prefers to ingest a pill. Well, you might benefit more from homeopathy than say, acupuncture, or you might benefit from therapeutic massage or healing touch if that's something that's more toward your condition. Now, I have referenced published peer-reviewed research about which different types of modalities are best for which different types of conditions, and I put this in a chart for quick reference in my book.
Yeah, which is great because that's, I think it's exactly what you said. Your book is so unique because what happens is people don't understand. They get lost. Somebody says, well, you should try acupuncture, or I went to this person and we did Reiki and I never had done anything like that. But it wouldn't work mm-hmm. for everybody. Everybody's different. And so that's, I think, one of the very, very big takeaways. For you, was it fun, for lack of a better word, to put all this together? Because this is your life's passion, I can tell.
I'm very passionate about it, and it was informative. So I went and tried a lot of different therapies because I wanted to be able to speak, you know, intellectually about it. And I talked to the practitioners, you know, what's the theory behind this particular modality and which patients find the best outcomes from your different treatments. And they were happy to share that with me. I wrote about it in the book. I compared it to polarity therapy, which is heavy in Ayurveda. And all of that is written about in my book. And so the research itself was so interesting about the comparative analysis between all these different modalities.
Yeah, boy, I bet. Did it, in pulling that together, did you realize, hey, let's make sure we have a chart. Let's make sure there's a way to have an easy takeaway from this.
Yes, and my book has schematics of how it's applied, different modalities are applied to different types of polarity therapy, different types of healing touch, different types of acupuncture, different. I mean, there's, believe it or not, there's different types of acupuncture that where the needles are stimulated with electromagnetic fields. So there's crossovers. A traditional Chinese medicine uses elements, and so does Ayurvedic medicine uses elements to help heal the body. And so what's amazing is that there's so many overlaps in these different types of energy healing, but they're based on Eastern medicine. And Eastern medicine has been time-tested for thousands of years, and it still works. That's why they still use it. And that, I think, is the missing piece in modern medicine, is that when you just look at the body and not the mind and the spirit, I think that's keeping us from really understanding causes of disease.
Yeah, boy, so well said. And obviously you've seen that, and you've seen that in your practice as well. So etiology, that's the name of it. Etiology, how to detect disease in your energy field before it manifests in your body. What a great title. That tells you the whole thing.
Thank you.
Exactly. And I know what it's like to come up with titles for books. So it exactly nails what we're talking about. Dr. Ross, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.